Some have said that the powers that be want us to stay in that constant state of agitation and fear because it causes us to consume more media, consume more food, consume more clothing, consume more of the things we don't need, and often to hoard them because we're afraid of what's to come. Another Kind of Mother is about rewriting the scripts around our ideas of mother and mothering across cultures, historically and spiritually, in order to free both women and men from within the constraints of a dying paradigm. And all of this in service to creating a more beautiful world. I'm Delphine, and I'm really glad you're here. When we can remember that we are held and taken care of, we can allow ourselves to see the outpicturing of that. And when we're in fear, we get the reflection of that fear in the outer world. And so much is going on in the world right now that causes us to be in that state of fear nearly constantly. I have had experiences with people where they have their televisions on. It feels like 24/7, sometimes in multiple rooms at the same time. And the constant influx of news, and you know, the majority of it is not good news, keeps that heightened state of awareness and fear and watching with this state of agitation that never has a place to go, that never has a place to relax and rest until we turn it off, until we turn off the television, until we turn off our phones, until we turn off our minds and get into our hearts and our bodies. Some have said that the powers that be want us to stay in that constant state of agitation and fear because it causes us to consume more media, consume more food, consume more clothing, consume more of the things we don't need, and often to hoard them because we're afraid of what's to come. Our natural state, the state that Mother created all of us, plants, animals, human beings to live in, is a state of thriving. And we've managed to make a huge mess of all of this. And we've created addictive behaviors within ourselves that keep us in that heightened state of agitation. And we can choose differently. It's so not easy. It's not easy. But sometimes just the act of making the choice to turn it off and do it differently can make the difference, even if it's just for a moment, to break that constant state and allow some light in, allow some love in. I know for many people, practices of embodiment help break that state, whether that means going out and taking a walk or dancing or running or doing some other sort of workout. And for other people, it's writing or creating art or baking or whatever. But more than ever now,
making conscious choices to build those pieces into our day so that we can come back to a place that isn't filtered through the lens of the news and the conversations and the conditioning, and come back to our heart knowing, because it doesn't lie. It knows what's real and what's true. It wants us to thrive. It wants us to live from this state of love. The stuff out there has a different agenda. When we can, more and more frequently, come back again and again and again to this place, the noise can begin to fall away. And we can begin to have hope, because there is infinite possibility out there. But we have to turn down, turn off, let go of the noise. And often it's simply the noise in our own heads. Morning practices for me are essential, a requirement. First thing out of bed, before the phone, is to sit and do a simple meditation, 10 minutes of breath work before I open that noise machine. And when I find myself in a spin, even if I have a list, especially if I have a list of things that I need to do, to stop it and go take a walk and look at the sky, actually see the clouds, see the flowers, really see another human being, to reconnect to what is real. We have created wars. We have created greed. We have created so much dissonance in our world and damage to our planet. And we can stop by stopping in each moment when we remember. It's so simple and often does not feel easy. It's so easy to forget. But now, especially now, stop and listen for as long as you can. And maybe you don't hear anything. But again, just making that conscious decision to go inside, to breathe as deeply as you can. And remember that we are here as love. We are love. You are love. I am love. The people fighting on the other side of the planet are love, but they've forgotten. They've forgotten that each one of us is that? Please come back. Come back to you. Come back to center. Come back to that place of heart knowing, where there is no confusion. Where you are held.
Thanks for joining me on Another Kind of Mother. If you enjoyed the podcast and can review it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, it'll help this message reach more people. And a special thanks to Wendy Colonna for our theme song called Shine.